Red Belly Play of the Day. Thanks to Red Belly Sports. Intelligent betting strategies for results like no other. See for yourself at redbellysports.com.au.
It's a very good morning to you, Edward Kennett. You confident today?
Yeah, pretty confident. I mean, it's a heavy track there at Rose Hill and the rail's out 7 metres, which will mean you want to be up on speed for the most part in most races. And I quite like it, Gareth, to be honest. All right. It's a heavy track.
All right, mate. Where do we start then, or which race are we playing in for our $100 play of the day?
Race 9 fits the bill. We spoke about needing things to be on pace. I think Jamara leads here from Navy Cross, and well, Rhea Falls will sit third, and Steely will be probably in fourth position if he can get across. I have to be with Wairi Falls based on what it did last start, which didn't surprise me at all. Gets the map here, sits behind the leader where it was last time. And if listeners remember last time up the straight, this horse tried to go between runners and had to come across hills and had to. Got annoyed by the winner, Great House, who sort of laid all over it down the straight and still went down by a lip. So it's hard, or impossible, I would suggest, not to be with Wairi Falls today. One we backed yesterday was number 4, Criminal Code. Now, it's got to come from behind them here. So it doesn't totally fit the bill, but it fits the bill with price. So, Gareth, I think the way to go here is 65... number 12, Wairi Falls, and 35, number 4, Criminal Code. And if anyone likes Steely, number 7, I can't discount it. Steely basically crossed the line with Wairi Falls last time and gets a fairly similar run. I suspect those two will go round similar sort of odds when it all settles down in the market.
All right, then, so we're playing race 9 with the play of the day for Ed Kennett, thanks to Red Belly Sports. Is there any other races that you don't mind playing in today that you can give us, Ed, if that's okay?
Gareth, you know, some horses just don't win a lot. There's one in race six called Paper Warrior. Now, whilst its winning record isn't great, Gareth, I think it's, I know it's one, I think it's one from 15 or 16 or something like that. Gets its chance today, Barry 2, Kerry McAvoy, because of the wet. So, if you're somebody who usually leaves a horse like Paper Warrior out, which I generally do, I'm just saying to the listeners, don't leave it out of your exotics today, because it'll be the day when it probably comes around and does nasty things to you. So it's more like what I'm saying here is, Gareth, just don't leave Paper Warrior out of your exotics today.
Hopefully it's his second victory from his 19th start today.
Well, we'll talk about that next week.
You're a great man, Edward. Enjoy your day and good luck on the punt.
See you, mate. Cheers.
There's Ed Kennett there from Red Belly Sports. And Red Belly Sports is where the results speak for themselves. The Red Belly ratings and intelligent betting strategies get results like no other. Open up Red Belly Live on your mobile or PC and bet like a pro with the day's strategies right at your fingertips. These are ratings for the experienced punter who demands the supreme quality. You have to see the results for yourself. Why not join Red Belly Sports for a month and enjoy the ride? Head to redbellysports.com.au.